Namaste. Hope you're all on the path of seeking and trying to find out your own truth. Because if you don't find your own truth, there are going to be people out there, there are going to be minds out there that will push you to believe their thoughts. And these are the people who are responsible for creating this web of programming. Yes, the people who confine to the strong lines of how it is supposed to be, how are you supposed to be, and how is the society supposed to function, are the people who are responsible for this programming. The moment you are born, there is a cycle of expectations that is created in front of you. There is a line of thoughts and there are a line of relationships which you have to go through. You are told how to perform each step. As a child, what you are supposed to do. As a teenager, how you're supposed to behave. As a grown-up youth, how you're supposed to behave. And you are then loaded with a line of responsibilities, beautifully coated with a lot of emotional blackmail, and anybody who doesn't conform to these boundaries of behavior, expected programmed behavior, is punished by the way of emotional blackmail. And that is where fear is thrown inside you, and you are told that because you are not conforming to the boundaries of the expectations of the society, is that you are not going to get what you should get. But what is it that you will get out of this fear? What is the reason of this programming? Why do people tell you to conform to these limitations, these boundaries of relationships? Why? Who are these people and why do they want you to conform to it? Okay. Now let's take it from the point from where we started the programming. These are the people that want you to follow a certain path. The next thought we talked, it is fear which is thrown into you, and if you don't conform to it, it is the guilt. Now, why would somebody want you to do this? Because there are people, there are lots of these people who have created, who have followed this path of normal life, which we call that a settled life plan. If you do not follow the path created by these people who are successful people. Now, the successful people means people who have earned money, people who are respected by the society, and people who are responsible for taking this society forward. The definition of successful people from the past, which used to be wise people, good people, well-cultured people, people who had good moral values, has now changed to people who have money. People who want to conquer Mars, people who have conquered place on moon, people who are looking into the space are actually the people who are successful people. And all youngsters, all teenagers, all people of every age today want to have that success, because it is that success that gets you, according to the programmers, it is the success that gets you the love and affection of people. Seriously, to be in the middle of somebody's heart, you need to be successful. Now this is what is programming, which is conditioned into your system. You want love? Money. You want respect? Money. And to get that money, beautifully these norms and boundaries and tracks of programming have been laid, to which you have to follow. When you are 13, this is what you do. When you are 25, this is what you should do. When you are 32, you should do this. When you are 40, you should be doing this. When you are 50, you should be doing this. So there is all to be done, and people who force these on you are nobody else. Could be your parents, could be your relatives, could be your boyfriend, girlfriend, could be your husband, could be your mother, could be your father, could be your teacher, could be anybody, could be from any age bracket. Somebody who tell you in school boys are supposed to wear black and blue and girls are supposed to wear pink and purple are also the same. A girl falling in love with a girl is not allowed. Anybody who tells you this are also the part of the clan of these programmers. You have to get married when you are 25. Why? So basically, anybody who tells you that you are falling out of line is the one who's promoting this programming. Now, it is completely up to you. Do you want to follow their path and get the road to success where money from the means of being happy, spreading happiness, becomes the agenda of your life? From where money being a facilitator of creating togetherness, happiness, love becomes the sole reason of your existence, where buying a penthouse becomes the aim of your life rather than seeing your partner, your wife, your husband, your parents happy. So the reason of this programming is to get everybody from all free thinkers, all open minds to conform to certain patterns which have been followed by people who have been successful, and only by following these paths of programmed lines can you get what the real successful people have got. Now the question is, what do you think is success? What do you think is the real meaning in life? Is it the inner peace? Is it money? Is it the penthouse? Is it a flat on moon? Is it celebrating New Year's in Las Vegas? It is completely up to you. And sorry, my friend, I might be doing this bad for you, but each soul, each human is customized to its needs and wants. You might not want what Elon Musk might want. You might have that peace, that little moment that Elon Musk must not have. Nurture your soul. Anybody who nurtures his soul, accepts his soul, is a free thinker, can conform to the way he thinks, can live by the way he thinks, and beware of those programmers who want to change this openness, this originality of you. You don't even know, but you could be programmed. You're being programmed by your mother. Don't do this to yourself. You have a best life. You are settled. You have a house. You have kids. You have husband. You don't know you're being programmed by your real sister. Why do you want to divorce this man? This is the best man you could have got. You don't know you're being programmed by your best friend who's telling you, no. Don't break this relationship, dude. You know, what will happen to your kids? Are your kids Fevicol? So anybody who is trying to keep you away from your inside calling is a programmer. Figure out yourself. You yourself can figure out very well. Anybody who pushes you down with fear, anybody who pushes you down with emotional blackmail, anybody who pushes you to conforming certain norms of the society is actually a programmer. You do not need to be behaving in a certain manner. You should behave it because you want to, because you are like that. You don't need to love anybody with the reason of getting something out of that person. If that is what you are doing, you yourself become a programmer. Do not conform to something because you have to. Conform to it because you like it. Because sooner or later, you will realize that you have got into this clutches of programming. Be yourself. Do not get into bullying and peer pressure in school because you have to be like this. You don't need a girlfriend because all boys should have a girlfriend, otherwise you are gay. No, don't get into this. Do not drink, do not smoke, do not eat non-vegetarian food just because that's the way social life works. If you're not hanging out in the evening with your friends or your girlfriends, doesn't mean that you don't have a social life. If you don't have a Facebook account or an Instagram account, doesn't mean that, you know, you're not a sociable person. Maybe you like to write in the evenings, maybe you want to read books, maybe you want to make music, maybe you're a silent backpacker who just packs his bags and goes away for the weekend. So figure out what you want, and when you need to figure out, give yourselves 10 minutes before you go off to sleep. Just give yourself those 10 minutes and figure out what is this inside calling. You are not born to be a father. You are not born to be a mother. You are not born to be a daughter. You are not born to be a sister. You are not born to be anybody else but finding your own true nature. Just look at the fact you were born pure. You were innocent as a child. We were all innocent. This programming started creating this mold. Again, going back to the mold, because it is very important. Do not become that mold of programming, which is all blingy. If you are white, you are white. If you are pink, you are pink. And accept it. Only when you accept it, others will love it. And all those who love it will love you for who you are. Don't become somebody else. Everybody loves fake from outside, not from inside. So beware of people who push you with fear. Do not let others' mind control you. Make yourself so strong, make your vibes so strong and your insides so strong by being in good company, by eating well, by doing things that make your soul so strong. Get the inside white so bright that the darkness of others doesn't even rub on you. Keep seeking, keep walking this path, and no matter what anybody does, you do not need to fear anybody, because what is inside is actually what you are, and what you are is what you will become with yourself. You don't need to prove anybody with anything, and you do not need an external validation for your existence, because you are beautiful the way you are. Namaste. Keep seeking, and thank you.